Now for a vintage vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
When it comes time for a baby to be born, it can be quite a harrowing trek to get off our little rock and make it to the nearest hospital. Robbie Graham has this story from the night his son Victor was born.
It was about 4 o'clock in the morning when Beth announced that the baby was on the way. We were living next to May and Elmer then on Hague Lake. I remember I went and banged on Elmer's window. He just opened the window and threw me the keys to his pickup truck. He said, "Time, is it?" I went down to Manson's to phone for a plane. Jack Summers came out and started cranking on the phone. It rang and rang and nobody answered. Was he ever cursing the telephone system? I noticed that a CB airplane was tied up at the dock and the owner was staying in the cabin right beside us. His name was Dr. Francis. So he went and beat on his door and he said, "It's time, is it?" I asked him if he could take us to Campbell River. He said, "Well, I'm a doctor and my wife's a nurse. Did she have any problems with her first baby?" And I said, "It took a long time. I think we better go to Campbell River." Well, we got Beth loaded up in the plane and we finally took off. But Dr. Francis started heading towards Oyster River. We were kind of in a hurry by this time. She was going to have her baby in the airplane if we didn't get sorted out quick. I finally said, "Where do you generally land when you're in Campbell River?" He says, "I don't know. I've never flown down there before. I think it's around here someplace." I said, "Well, actually, it's up that way." The only place we could get in was the float out in front of the old Willows Hotel, where the public dock is today. There was no breakwater then, and the tide was out. We got out of the plane onto the float, but there was a big gate with a padlock on it to prevent people from taking the old clinker boats off the float. By this time, Beth was collapsing on the dock. We got into one of the boats, paddled it over to the beach, and I carried Beth to Mickey's taxi, which was in front of the hotel. We drove straight to the hospital, and 5 minutes later, I could hear Victor hollering. We named him Victor. Victor Francis, of course.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.